It was all right. Sad, she said, as he glanced at the paper and she took the chicken out of the oven. He preferred fish, but she hadn't had time to buy any on the way home. He looked so small. She was speaking of her stepfather, Charles Armstrong. He had died 2 days before at the age of 84. The rosary had been that day, and the casket had been opened so Charles could be viewed by family and friends. He was old, Faith. He'd been sick for a long time. As though that not only explained it, but dismissed it. Alex did that. He dismissed things, just as for years now he had dismissed her. She felt lately as though she had served her purpose, done her job, and been dispensed with. Not only by her children, but by her husband as well. The girls had their own lives now that they'd left home, and Alex lived in a world that didn't include her, except on rare occasions when he expected her to entertain clients or go to a dinner party with him. The rest of the time, he expected her to amuse herself. She saw women friends sometimes in the daytime, but most of her old friends still had children at home and were pressed for time. In the past several months, since Zoe left for college, Faith had been spending most of her time alone, trying to figure out what to do with the rest of her life. And Alex had a full life of his own. It seemed eons since she and Alex had sat for hours at dinner and chatted about the things that were important to them. It had been years since they had gone for long walks on the weekend, or gone to movies and held hands. She could barely remember what that had been like with Alex. He seldom touched her, and rarely spoke. And yet she knew he loved her, or at least she thought so. But he seemed to have almost no need to communicate with her. It was all shorthand and staccato words. Silence suited him better, as it did now, as she set his dinner down in front of him and brushed away a stray lock of blonde hair. He seemed not to notice her at all and was engrossed in something he was reading in the paper. It took him a long time to answer when she spoke again. Are you coming tomorrow? She asked gently. Her stepfather's funeral was the next day. He shook his head as he glanced up at her. I can't. I'm going to Chicago, meetings with UniPam. He had been having trouble with an important account. Business took precedence over all else, and had for a long time. He had become a very successful man. It had bought them the townhouse and their daughter's educations, an unexpected amount of ease and luxury that Faith hadn't expected to enjoy. But there were other things that would have meant more to her. Comfort. Laughter. Warmth. She felt as though she never laughed anymore, and hadn't in a long time, except when she was with the girls. It wasn't that Alex treated her badly. It was more that he didn't treat her at all. He had other things on his mind, and he didn't hesitate to make that clear to her. Even his lengthy silences told her that he would rather think than talk to her. It would be nice if you were there, Faith said cautiously, as she sat down across the table from him. He was a handsome man, and had always been. At 52, he had grown distinguished as well, with a full head of gray hair. He had piercing blue eyes and an athletic build. One of his partners had died suddenly of a heart attack 2 years before, and Alex had been careful about diet and exercise since then, which was why he preferred fish to anything else, and was pushing the chicken she had cooked around his plate. She hadn't had time to be creative. She had been at the funeral parlor with her stepsister Allison all afternoon, while people came by to pay their respects. The two women hadn't seen each other since Faith's mother's funeral the year before, and not for 10 years before that. Allison hadn't come to her brother Jack's funeral 2 years before Faith's mother's. There had been too many funerals in recent years. Her mother, Jack, now Charles. Too many people had disappeared, and although she and her stepfather had never been close, she had respected him nonetheless, and it saddened her to think of his being gone. It felt as though all the familiar landmarks were fading from her life.
I have to be at the meeting in Chicago tomorrow, Alex said, looking intently into his plate.
He was only picking at the chicken, but he hadn't bothered to complain. Other people go to funerals, Faith said quietly.